Blog Talk Radio.
Please, allow me to show you something. Allow me to show you something.
Somebody give me. Somebody tell me the answer. Me and you isn't the answer. Me and you isn't. Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could've been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you when you're alone. Part of me that cares is gone. And I know that I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. No, I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been. We could've been, we could've. Remember, remember the night in Miami. First time you put your arms around me. I'm up reminiscing, yeah. Thinking about you isn't helping. Thinking about you doesn't tell me what good it would do if I decide to face the truth. It could have been right, but I'm wrong. I only think about you when you're wrong. Hit me up when you're not home, and that's why I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. Oh, yeah. I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been. We could've been.
Tell a story, ain't nobody buying. Look me in my eyes, don't that feel nice? Why should it end? Baby, I could've been. I could've been to him or to your friend. Just say what and when, where to make a trip. Baby, make a wish, be the one I wish. Should've been a, should've, could've, would have been.
Hey.
Yeah, I would have been. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, 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 yeah. We could have been
easiest.
Look in your eyes, it is dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you going through some changes. You taking pictures, know your angles. Ooh, no, it ain't perfect, but we them close. Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
No angel, but you got a halo. When it starts like this, I really wanna be right here. I really wanna take you there.
I never really spent no time like this, huh? You take your time at the crib knowing I might not hit. You said what I look like my bitch, yeah. Looking in your eyes, shit is dangerous. The pussy wet, I call it angel dust. I done put so many diamond chains on you, they get tangled up. I never felt like this, it's strange as fuck. Got your ex nigga calling, but he can't do much. Cut you with the kid now, LMA booed up. And all you gotta do is call and watch that Ray pull up. Under the stars, since they throwing all the shade on us. Fat.
Woo. You feel the vibe, it's contagious. Look in your eyes, it's dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like,
loving
you.
You feel a vibe, I'm deep inside, yeah. You fucking me, ooh, I let you ride, yeah. At first you curve me, I let you slide, yeah. Your hips so curvy, you let me slide in, ooh. And it was over once I flipped you over. Relation go where we come through just like Beyonce Hover. This that Hermes money, this ain't no fashion over. You said your ass had you depressed and I'm just glad that's over. Now you rockin' with a real one. And when I'm in it, you be maxin' on a million. And when I hit it back to back, you make me still come. I know them bitches hatin' on you, we gon' kill them, that's fact.
You feel the vibe, it's contagious. Look in your eyes, it's dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like, loving.
Hey, you know you bad, babe. You know I like it, these artists that try to attach, babe. You from the project, but so excited. Just give me all of that pussy, so many options. You got me calling, all these different numbers. Why you being selfish? You know that I want you. You really been working, you deserve a virgin. Girl, you so contagious, and that's it's so dangerous.
You feel the vibe, it's contagious. Look in your eyes, it's dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you going through some changes.
You taking pictures, know your angles.
Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we damn close.
Ooh, you give me something I can pay for.
That's what it's like, loving.
Every day when you to do. You got a right to be selfish for all of them nights you was helpless. The morning too, let's make it breakfast. The morning too, let's make it breakfast too, yeah. Every time I lick it, you be losing. You get every day when you fucking with me. Oh, 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 fucking with me. That's what you get every day when you fucking with me. Fucking with me. That's what you get every day when you. Every day when you wake up, yeah. When you get home from your job, yeah, yeah, this could really be us, yeah. Trust me, babe, I don't get tired. Oh, I got more than one way to please you. Lay it down, girl, I know how to treat you. Satisfied, that's how I'm gonna leave you. More than a woman, girl, I need to.
then ride me full throttle to tomorrow. Ooh.
Tantric.
When you're calling for the round three.
4, 4, 5, or 6.
Turn it round and fight for me.
Hopefully we can hear everything. Hopefully you can hear me, ladies and gentlemen and good people, all of them, one and all. Apparently, this thing is not playing as long as I need it to play. Oh, there we are. All right. Here we are. We're rocking out with our socks out. So, welcome to the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 9, when MJ met Honey. This is also an open mic, so you can also write me the prompt we gave, we stole from The Get Down, When Did You Fall in Love with Poetry. That's the B-side of all this. I was trying to get things in order. I hope I didn't miss Butterfly, but I think that they had to leave, if anything. However, we're going to get started in short order, and we're going to make those things happen. So we're going to start out easy peasy. Now, listen, here's some things that happened. I did not get the chance to load Michael. So because of latency, you're probably going to have to play it from your end of things if you're doing a Michael Jackson track. I apologize humbly, you know, but, you know, you got a lot of things going on right now. And so in the meantime, in between time, helping me run some interference, I'm going to bring in the station manager of Epiphany Radio, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. This pineapple calligraphy, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am here. I'm here. What's going on, Abby?
All right, what's happening? So you know, I'm calling you in here, you know, because we, you know, we got to get this going. It's going to be fantastic. The energy is good. I'm sorry that I missed Butterfly, because I know Butterfly was already doing an event and wanted to go first, and we were cobbling things together. But we're going to start out with the first person that came through here, which is Songbird. And so I'm just going to keep you open, you know, and then when I need you, you got me, right?
Sure.
So just in case people don't understand, the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective is an eclectic collective of incredible poets, representing a diversity of skills, styles, talents, and also places in which they live from all over the United States. Here on the 50 Radio Universe, we exclusively do some of our famous shows that we do on Clubhouse and beyond, and bring it here so that you, the listener, can enjoy the amazing amount of things that you do not get a chance to hear, but we're bringing it back. So this is what we call a run back. We run back shows so you can enjoy our flows. This is what happens. It's good stuff. Now, we have some incredible jiggers, and we have some incredible guests. We have some everything else that's happening. Now, if you don't have a Michael Jackson piece, it's okay, right? You can write either to the prompts, whether it's falling out poetry, or you can just do an open mic. We're not limiting anybody. We're letting everybody be free. Come through and rock with us. It's going to be good. And we're going to make it all happen. So, first things first, let's get to our favorite songbird, FL Songbird, and bring her through as the first representation of the Honey Dripper Collective. Songbird, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Songbird.
Hey, Songbird.
Hey, hey.
So, Songbird, are you ready? You're probably going to, if you were, you know, have to probably play the Michael Jackson track from your side, but, you know, we're here, so if you're ready to rock, the mic is yours.
Thank you, thank you. I will be doing this with no music, but I challenge those that are listening to see if anyone can count how many Michael Jackson songs are listed in this piece. So here we go. When MJ met Honey, I remember the time I thought I'd rock with you forever. You pleasure me in so many ways, and I always reminded you, don't stop till you get enough. The way you stole my heart, I knew you were a smooth criminal. I'd let you beat it and eat it as I etched paint off the wall. Those sexts you'd send asking if you could get my ABC, ass, breasts, and clit. You were so bad. You know exactly the way you make me feel. Now I'm compromised because you want to be starting something. I was working day and night, but I always respond that I'll be there. You leave the door unlocked so I could walk in and watch you beat it. Then say my name real slow. Calling me your PYT and repeating shake your body, causing my human nature to flow. I feel the caresses of our favorite toy. I call it Thriller because it's so dangerous and makes me scream out. I want you back, but in another part of me. Your phallus is like morphine. As the butterflies subside and my legs stop shaking like a dancing machine, you swiftly transition and get on the floor. I know I have one more chance to burn this disco out and gently jam Mama's Pearl, a.k.a. Dirty Diana, into your heavenly gourd. Pinching your nipples while grinding, I hear you grunting. Baby, enjoy yourself. Can you feel it? I'm about to let go and he's ready to blow. Oh, memories. Leave me alone. Interrupted by the tune of Gotta Be the Boogie, I hear Ben yelling, the girl is mine. I'm in a state of shock because I know I said farewell to my summer love through our tandem release last night. As he came, I whispered, I'm going back to Indiana. The incoming visual voicemail reads, I'm coming over. You've got to be there. Baby, will you be there? I know you said you're leaving, but I gotta know who's loving you. Well, I never can say goodbye to great sex, so I guess I'm staying at this place hotel. I just might let Billie Jean watch in the closet, and that's that piece.
My goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Listen. I think I counted like 60, 65 maybe. Maybe.
Little less, but maybe. It's up there, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I might have lost count, but that was amazing. I love the way you did that. That was exquisitely delicious. Exquisitely delicious. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
Mojave. Are you muted, sir? Is he muted? He may be muted. Okay, all right. Well, either way, sure he'll come back to give his commentary to you later, but thank you so much for that delicious piece. My goodness, my goodness. Whew.
Thank you.
We're gonna send you over to the dripping area so that you can fan yourself off after that piece. Whew, my God. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Songbird with that amazing piece of poetry. All right, stick around for us. My God, my God, my God. Whew. Lord have mercy. That's what I'm talking about. All right. We're going to keep this honey dripper party going and open up the next poet. Angel Kim, are you ready?
Hello.
How you doing?
I am here. Nah, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing good. I see what kind of night I'm in for, so you know. Mm. You going to do it to me too, huh?
We'll see.
All right.
This is called Break of Dawn.
The mic is yours.
Your touch is soft and warm. Your smell mixed with the hints of Dolce and Cabana light blue is intoxicating, invading all my senses. We fought our resistance beneath the cool sheets as the wind flowed from the window, hitting our voice and briefly begging for a chance to abandon all of our uncertainties. Your lips began to work on mine, probing gently as if they were drawing one another in from the depths of longing, of needing one another. With heated tongues meeting in the midst of passion, our breath quickens as we look greedily to drink from the wine of our lustfulness. Being associated with these spirits, our clothes find places on the floor, piece by piece, until there's none left. Our glistening bodies basking in all its glory, our hunger is revealed at that very moment. Skin to skin, the bed, our stage, the wall, our audience waiting for the show. You lower yourself gently on top of me, never breaking our game. Kissing me, and I begin to feel you fill me up, stretching me to my outer limits. Pressing my face as I gasp, escapes my lips. Your hand strokes the hair away from my forehead. It's the love of your touch that speaks volumes to me. Our slow rhythm giving way to the love between us, so urgent, so demanding. These thrusts of passion sending butterflies from the top of my head to the tips of my toes, making my eyes roll to the back. I arch my back to conform to yours as you throw me into a deep sea of ecstasy. It's the way you make me feel. Your strokes are deep and full of strength, and I scream out moaning, soaking up this full throttle again and again and again. Moans bouncing off the walls. You growl my name from the back of your throat, looking at me as you tell me to let go and give in to you. Our souls demanding more as we give in to each other, high on the fluids of foreign substances, because this is new to both of us. I gasp as I release, with eyes closed, tears roll down my face as I cry silently, not because of sadness, but because I can't stop loving you, nor can I get enough. So don't stop until I get enough of my quench of the thirst that you have and the passion you have for me. Holding our positions and holding on to me too. In an effort, I try to relinquish my self-control to you being totally submissive. The taste of your skin between my lips is like no other, salty yet sweet. Your cry of mercy but when my teeth meet your warm skin is breathtaking to me. Yes, baby. Can you feel that? This moment in time where all stands still, leaving me in a state of shock. You now are in control as your fingers intertwine through my curly locks of hair, pulling them gently back as I arch my neck. You move with one final breathtaking blow, diving back into me, forcing our way back to a sea of bliss. Our erotic screams echoing on a battlefield are like cries. But both of us are the victors of this war of love and passion. Baby, you rock my world, and I welcome the weight of you crushing me as you collapse on top of me. Our bodies still hot and burning as you are a part of me, and baby, I got it bad. And I am now glowing like an amber, casting a welcoming light, ready and waiting until the break of dawn. I will always remember this time as we lay here embracing, watching the sun break through the sky, lighting them up. Poem.
Hey, babe. It's real good today, you know? Let's just lay down. Share some time, you know?
I don't know about y'all, but I really, really don't think I'm going to be able to listen to a Michael Jackson song the same after hearing these first two pieces. What about y'all? Angel Kim, Angel Kim, Angel Kim. Ooh. My goodness, my goodness. Another tantalizing piece from a honey dripper. Oh, my gosh. Whew. Two poets in and I'm already fanning, y'all. I'm already fanning.
Not already.
Already, already.
I hope you got your water nearby.
Man, I got my water for sure, for sure, for sure. Because that piece was delicious as well. Man. All right. Stick around, stick around. We're going to move to the next dripper. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, Angel Kim. Thank you for that, darling.
You are most welcome, love.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Honey Dripper, the best erotic poetry. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And press 1. If you're already here and you're part of the Honey Drippers and you are ready to spit, please press 1 so I know that you are here. It's Michael Jackson night tonight. They got Michael Jackson pieces. However, if you don't have a Michael Jackson piece, as Mojave indicated, there was a prompt on a Get Down talking about why did you fall in love with poetry, or when did you fall in love with poetry, excuse me. Bring that piece if you have it. But if you just want to spit, we're not gonna turn you away. Not tonight, because we all need to release a little bit. Next on the mic, we got Sphinx the Poet. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Oh, brother, I'm doing phenomenal, man. Did you hear these first two drippers, man? Did you hear them?
Oh, yeah. They had me over here sweating as well. But hopefully I can do something.
Listen, I'm glad I wasn't the only one, brother. I'm glad I wasn't the only one. But now you got to represent. It's your turn to make them sweat. You ready, bro?
Oh, yeah. Let me show you what a real smooth criminal looks like.
Yes, sir, bro. Give it to him. The mic is yours.
Usually I am a smooth criminal, stealing lockets to place on my chain. Well, they named this king Master Thief of Hearts. Coming through windows, directing moans to crescendo, creating temporary temples of doom and leaving newly bowed legs and gaping chest wounds in my wake. Five-finger discounting pretty young things, with no worries of witnesses when I ghost. I thought I'd never be busted, invincible to cuffing. But when you spoke, you arrested me. Must be the daughter of Gaspar Lamar. You know my playbook of grifts by heart, and I can't help but wonder, have I met my match? This is bad. My calm demeanor interrupted mid-swagger. My firm stature of lust and leave now, love drunk and staggered. I want to stay with you. Leave behind all the lies, cut my arid soul ties, and let you guide me by the hand into the light. I must be dreaming. This can't be real. Now I'm lost, searching my memories for perfect words to describe the way you make me feel. So I return to my childhood, moonwalking on gymnasium floors to drumline beats and jamborees. I trek back to my teenage moments backstage with knee-twisting front kicks and never far enough heel spins to hype up. Signature, ow, to warm up the pipes. And I found the truth of you in my use of musical royalty to ease the strange sensations I've been subconsciously chasing. We connect as if our hearts have been conjoined at the ventricles for lifetimes. So forgive my soul's surprise, but now I realize you give me butterflies.
What type of sin is that? How you get your hips and your waist like that? Girl, I ain't wanna get...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. My bro can't do so. I'm gonna show you what a real smooth criminal looks like. Your brother with the five-finger discount? For that PYT. Sphinx, you did that, bro. You did that, man. Dynamic piece, my brother. Dynamic piece. Man. Man, see the way he came through and dripped that, man? That's what I'm talking about, man. Stick around, bro. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. Wow. This is the kind of night we're having. This is the kind of night that we're having, and I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling it. Next up on the mic, we got Beach City Poetess. Hey, Beach City. How you doing, darling?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you
can
doing?
You hear me? Okay.
I'm
doing amazing.
Fine. Amazing. I just amazing. You. I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm. It's good to hear you.
It's good to hear you, too. Good to hear you, too. You ready to, you ready to honey drip all over this mic?
A little something.
All right. The mic is yours, darling.
Thank you. This is called PYT. In effort to guard your soul, you may want to look away now, since my genre of love wasn't created for the faint of heart, prudish bodies, or vanilla minds. Don't say I didn't warn you. Warn your aura along with that royal member of your vessel. maybe you should protect your manhood. Since I have been known to make kings pop by that time the clock strikes two strokes, my style of sensual has been encapsulated in egg-shaped crystals used by starter chicks who roll me round in their insides in effort to stabilize their womb health. I am magi, spellcast in unicorn. I'm careful how I speak. My spoken word pullout game is known to be leaky. Ear dripping, stained sheets, and vivid pictures of mental imagery. I leave winged creatures fairy dusted. And when man's essence makes the wish on stars, that twinkle is my eyes he's gazing into. I show out when his dreams are coming true. Known for figure eights, body waving in my palms, however in person, I take responsibility for how this butterfly affects him. Chiropractic realignments are bound to happen when we bind, intertwine in two. It's all here in black and white. We be one yin-yang position in 69. I came with all the switches. Here for the billboard hits, fully equipped to put pressure on it. When I press play, pause, fast forward, then rewind, namaste you back to remember a time before you were born, when you were one with this universe. You see, cosmic puss is not for everyone. Curated kinetic juices are overabundantly manufactured, insatiable to fill chalice of God bottomlessly. Enter your stamina here as I wrap my tongue around solid wood, then whisper, wisp of feathery wet kisses. I go deep, sink in bad to the bones. Will take you all the way down to window ledge of my throat, till my six senses pick up fluttery wing patterns. That's what his future feels like, breaking free from being cocooned. Taste his honeycomb pre-releasing, coming dangerously close to giving me butterflies. Here's where mortals scream, and I end their scene in DNA explosion, since it's clear most are unable to control the way I make them feel. You see why I only have a look for that man in the mirror. My reflection wants me all dirty, Diana, built to rock with me all night, is long-winded. He knows I only bite when asked nicely, that I don't stop till I get enough. He puts his whole thrill in her, fills his hands with this full-ass moon, walks his tongue and circle glides around my orbs. Now we're collaborating, making music escape in several ways before we come together. Prior to leaving, my lover makes sure to leave this PYT pretty yoni tingling to serve as a beacon, relaying a message to all who beckon, saying beat it. Because this girl, the goddess glowing in your presence, she's not out of my life in my absence. She's mine. Yes, she's mine. I got receipts from Mike Drop, my PYT poem.
Some dreams I'd like to have come forever. I mean, together. I mean, whatever that was that you said, mixed all up in there with, you know, you got all the tricks, thrills, 6ix9ine going on. I mean, you know, you said a lot in that piece, and I had to take several sips of my H2O to keep me cool. Yeah, I'm gonna need a shower after tonight.
So you had to drink the water. You had to drink water.
Yeah, I had to do it, man. I had to do it because she was just saying some stuff, and you know, I was about to, you know, take a trip out to Hotel California, and you know, But Mahabi, go ahead, get your commentary, bro.
I'm just saying, Michael Zach, we out here beating it with these pretty young things.
Yeah.
That pretty young thing, we city cultures, dope poem, Venice in some kind
that
of way. We're all in some kind of way. Matter of fact, hold on. Let's just do this this way. Let's change the format just a little bit, and let's just open everybody's mic up so we can get a live feel so people can contribute comments.
That way
we can all comment and people can mute themselves because we're all grown here. So if you got sound in the background, hold on. I don't know who that is. So I'm going to move that over. Hold on. I don't know who that is. All right. So we can mute your mic if you got sound in the background. All right. Hello? Hello?
Well, yeah, they're
I can hear you fine. My background is quiet.
They're not paying attention.
Nope.
My background is quiet, too.
Let me see. I know that said C double. Wait, hold on. Yeah, it's kind of... Anyway, listen, so everybody can get flowers in the meantime, in between time. Get people to come back in and rock and do everything else. Let everybody know how Beat City was rocking. Share your words. So anybody have any comments on that poem?
David, wait.
What?
Fire.
He said fire. But I'm just moving people back.
Oh, y'all bringing this hot, freaky stuff to get you all worked up. I was nice and calm, and now I'm just in a different mode. But you're helping me with my piece on that.
Escape from psychiatrics. Just over here. We've been tracking it since.
Yes, come to the
corners, sir. What do you?
All right, somebody's talking in the background.
Yeah, somebody got a TV playing loud in the background.
Yep.
Sir, can I keep the book on?
Well, we don't know who that is. We might have to figure that one out.
I have no noise in my background.
All right. We're going to bring
you.
Essentially, but just mute yourself. But y'all give it up for Beat City Folgers and that part.
Please.
All
so
of y'all.
But I like you to keep playing the music, bro, because you've been putting it down, bro. You've been putting it down. I ain't going for it. So while we're in here, we're going to ask everybody to mute their mics when people are talking. We're going to go to this format, but we're going to bring in C Double 34 Music. What's up, C Double 34?
Hello, fellas. How have you been? It's been about a good week before I could do anything.
Hey, C Double. What's good?
The Perla Negra. How have you been?
Hello. I've been. How you been?
I've been. More than just being Ben. And I'm not talking about the rat either.
I'm trying to be good.
Hold on. We got to calm this down for a second. I'm sorry. Kind of calm it down. C Double 34, you said we had to bring in Mike. You know, and we know that you're a big fan of Michael. What's your first experience with Michael Jackson?
Oh, man, you're talking way back. We're talking about ABC, The Love You Save. I mean, Jackson's cartoon, the cereal, Dancing Machine. I mean, look, I've got the Rolodex right here, so that's how it is.
Well, C Double 34, we're gonna mute ourselves and let you get into your piece, get into your bag with it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Mic is yours.
This piece is called Off the Wall. I want to take you to a vertical state. Deep within your horizons, I can't wait. Tonight, I'm spreading you from 9 to 5 on this shelf. So just enjoy yourself. I got you working me day and night. Oh, I'll be sure to let you know this is my human nature. I can't let you get away, girl. You know you're dangerous, and I can't help it if I wanted to. For you are not alone. I'm not concerned if Annie's okay or Diana's dirty. And for the last time, Billie Jean can't claim nothing about me on Maury. Back to the story. No, back to you. Now back to it. Now back to you. You want to be starting something? Let's get on the floor. Spread yourself like I'm arresting a smooth criminal. Heaven can wait because you're just another part of me and I like the way you make me feel. I want to rock with you as the lady in my life because you are a pretty young thing. Oh, baby, give me one more chance to put you in a state of shock. You came and you changed my world as you rock my world, giving me butterflies inside. Remember, the love you save may be your own. So let me show you the way to go. I got to be there in the morning just to get the answer to this question. And I'm not trying to torture you. Just tell me, can you feel it? I'll stand on any hill in Liberia just to tell everyone so they'll know this girl is mine. And it doesn't matter if they see this love scene in black or white. Look at the man in the mirror. I'm bad. Come on, you know it. I've got you bouncing off the wall like a dancing machine. I'm the king that makes you go pop. So stay with me. Don't you go nowhere. You don't have to beat it. Now let me hear you scream my name as it's easy as ABC count. 1, 2, 3. In peace.
I should have known. You're going to get it all up in there with all the songs. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, you went in on that one.
Nah, that's a good reference point. I would have to say that I think Songbird has had a lot of references itself. So
yeah.
I think we might have to have a reference
title. Like 50. She told. I thought it was 50. I lost count, but it was up there. It was up there. It was up there.
Yeah, she did. She hit it too. That's it.
Exquisite piece, though. Exquisite piece, bro.
I see y'all goofing off in the back channels already. Goofing off.
Man.
That's a funny thing. Imagine we could actually have the back channel going at the same time while we're doing pieces. That'd be the most terrible thing ever. Anyway, T-Double-34, what you got coming up? What you rocking with this week, sir?
You know, this music. That's basically what it is, music, poetry. Got this group called the Fourth Quarter trying to do some things. We'll see what happens.
All right now. That's what it is. So, all right, so we're going to go from you, C-Double-34 Music. We're going to go for you to my favorite Philly John, one of my best friends in the entire world, La Pearl, La Negra.
All right, I'll read you the little bit I wrote tonight. I didn't have anything for tonight, but
all right, you know we do one of those. Ask me if I care.
I don't really care,
cause I want you to read no matter what you do. It's okay as long as I hear from you. Yeah,
all
baby,
right.
Yeah. Take your socks
Lord.
Off, baby, baby.
All right. So I haven't even read this back to myself, so I don't even know how it's going to sound. All right.
it's an experimental day. You know what? I just realized. I was like, it don't even matter. As long as you get through, just get through. I was like, get through. See, this is what it is. You know how we take care of you. Van took care of me. You know? Spread the love. Spread the love. Give some poetic love. Come on, give us some love. We need some love right now. Come on, the promo, Nicola. What you got?
All right. This is untitled. He speaks and teases my poetic senses. Play with syllables through similes, creating his offering of soliloquies. So stimulating, he has my full attention. Deliberate and purposeful, I swear I've known these words before. I wonder, does he know what it does to me, that exquisite delivery of enunciation so eloquently pushed? He speaks and teases my poetic senses, activating the neurons of my nerves. It's deep, giving me inspiration through a desire to define my understanding of his poetry. My amazement at him almost has me in disbelief of a feeling so good, but I feel what I believe because he speaks and teases my poetic senses. I've never made love to a poet, but his words and metaphors give me visuals that I am. I wonder what touches him. He speaks and teases my poetic senses. And that's that juice.
Come on with the combo.
A part of me wants a part of you, baby. You started it, now come and give me what I've been waiting on. Ooh, your lips are pressed against it, I can't resist.
That's right, come and give us what we've been waiting for.
I'm not going to say that, you know, I thought the poem was brilliant, and I also thought it was filthy. So,
thank you. It's not finished, but that's what I have.
And for everybody who's streaming in, please keep hitting my Instagram and my Facebook messages so I can transmit messages clearly. We are going to keep rocking and doing amazing things here on the thing. But, man, you were saying.
No, man. I was just saying she wrote that on the fly and it's not finished. Just make sure
I did.
Just make sure you bring us the finished piece. We're going to need to hear
that. I'll bring it to y'all. Okay.
All right, that's what's up. We like that. We like the piece. Bring your pieces. You better stay in our finish this pit. Let's all get in there. Anybody got any other things they'd like to say about the poem before we move on? Anybody else?
Lord have mercy.
God.
I need a drink. Okay.
It's like I'm on
I gotta keep looking at the look. I gotta keep looking at the ring. Keep looking at the ring. Okay. I'm good. Yeah, okay.
I'm still on the verge. Lord, not the cut up.
I'm sorry.
I usually save my cut ups for Wednesday on the Love Zone, but I feel it coming. I feel the cut up coming. I do. So let's give it another round of applause for Pearl and Negra. But we're going to win. We're going to go over to the very dope. Good to see her. Good to see it come out. Gwen C, what's good?
What?
Hey, Gwen C. Is she muted?
Yeah, girl.
No. Unless she muted herself. Hold on for a second.
Stop hiding, girl.
All right. Hold on for a second. Alrighty then. All right. So Gwen, we'll come back to you. We're gonna go rock out with for Seaway. Are you here for Seaway? Are you here? All right, so, oh, we just moved. Okay, well, we'll come back to you. So we're going to go over here to Essential the Poet, though.
Let me jump in there. Let me jump in there.
All right, well, hop in there.
Okay. Let me jump in there. Are you looking while I'm stroking? Combining rhythmic movements with oily hand gestures for this moment. Get on your knees and lick my balls, please. But look up at me while your tongue massages my large testicles. The slurping sound you make, mixed with my moans right out the gate, is an instant turn on. I'll masturbate while the lubricant is still warm, just for your pleasure. The up and down motion creates the ultimate trigger. As I'm building up to my climax, your pussy getting so wet, but we can't relax. Because you wanted to see this, using your tongue to lick and tease this. This sensation I'm feeling from the visual and mental stimulation. Then you raise up and rub your breasts on my balls. My God, this lubrication. Then you place two fingers inside you. And with creamy cum on your fingers, you slide them into my mouth. And I lick them dry as you head back south. To continue this urge for me to shoot my cum all over your face to become the place where I express the greatest pleasure known to man. To release cum at the demand of woman. And just in that moment, before I bust this nut, don't just kneel there and say what. Taste me before I taste you. Then you'll know it's true. So you see, I need to know if you're watching me. And that's that piece.
Well done. If I wasn't watching you, I am now. I know that's right. I mean, damn.
Gee.
The visual.
So I just see that. See, a man doing pregnancy poetry, that's not cool. I see people just hopping back and forth. Listen.
And the baby is yours.
I'm calling all Van's phones child support. That's why I'm calling all his phones. Hey, what's that name of that erotic poetry book? Child support? Yeah, there you go. I heard they make babies over there.
Don't play. I'll make a chapter in that book called Child Support. Don't play.
All right, listen, y'all are just we supposed to be talking about Michael Jackson, and then we just got into all this, and then I had to throw this on with Van because you know this is who you know how Van be, you know the Green Eye Bandit, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, aka, you know, it's not a beard, it's a saddle. We gonna stop right there. We're not giving all the nicknames. We're not giving all the nicknames. All right, now,
thank you.
If you're listening, if you're listening right now, you're listening to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 9, with MJ McHoney. It is a prompt for Michael Jackson poems, as well as, you know, when you fell in love with poetry or just anything generally erotic, just like we just heard. And if you get pregnant, don't blame me. Go see Van. That's how that's going to happen. Now, if you're in the room and you'd like to speak, make sure that you press 1 so that we can see you and we can bring you up. It's like raising your hand. Now, if you're here and I don't recognize the number because I didn't see it or anything else, make sure that you just raise your hand by pressing 1 so we know to put you in the queue and get you ready to go. All right? And we go from there. Now, All right. You know, if you feel triggered or feel, you know, that you're going to get pregnant, I strongly advise you to wrap yourself up, get some things done, and it'll help itself out. So now, while we're waiting.
I think it's a little late to be saying that, don't you think?
Sure enough, it is.
Maybe.
I'm just saying. Speaking of which, we're going to bring in Essential the Poet. Essential, are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right, Essential. I'm going to cut this music off, mute my mic. Y'all give a round of applause for Van Meadows. I see him, make sure to child support. That's him. we're going to bring in Essential the Poet.
Piece is titled 11 Zippers. Our lovemaking was a visual amalgamation of thriller. Scary and exciting, borderline frightening, the way nails score skin like trees struck by lightning, releasing those primal instincts. As human nature prevails, whispers become yells, climaxes build and the tempo soars, until our voices merge into a cacophony of roars that rival thunder. We are matched with intensity and building with transitions that open and close like 11 zippers, each one with its own function, tasked to complete a mission. Did I mention we're taking a gamble with our hearts? Smooth criminals under the cover of dark, with moves that mark the start of moments that cause a spark, merging blue lights and black flames, where you give me your rhythm and I give you good pain. The call and response of debauchery that calls the scene. I felt you channeling your inner Billie Jean, and your dance told me you want to be starting something, moving like you're invincible, pulling me into you until I become a slave to the rhythm of you. Screaming curses and singing praise, as we leave stains on the walls of a place with no name, we danced well into the witching hour, where the nectar of your flower made my lips linger, my tongue eager to hold you like the River Jordan for a little while longer. As you scold me for the tormenting of the 8,000 nerves that make up your pleasure button, you see, I'm a disciple of glutton. A fact I should have warned you of before you offered yourself as a feast. The biting of your lips when I began with your feet made the trick of treachery all the more sweet. I warned you not to push me, but you wanted to release the fatal masochist in me. Now I'm bending you over backwards to bite you on your pussy, and there is no opportunity to pause, because we're in the thick of it now and you're the cause of this awakening that has the sex demon in me roaming free, trying to possess the chakra that governs your wetness. Now, you're upside down, turned all the way the fuck around with your love muscle in, with my love muscle in your mouth, doing your absolute best to make me regret getting a nuru massage from the walls of your neck. Because you want to show a ninja that you give just as good as you get. But the levels of my fuckery knows no bounds. It fights to get loose long in the tooth like a fuck-around hound, down on all fours. I'm an MJ cameo on the set of Michael's Jam, trying to run up the score. Your body is the bucket and I'm putting points on the board, while you reciprocate with efforts to rock my world. Lovely Liberian girl that likes to play rough, cut from the same cloth so we both won't stop until we get enough, turning lust into remember the time moments for us. Poem.
I'm doing this for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sounds like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it. It's true.
All over the bed, hands clenched in the sheets, hair wild as hell, I know. The only thing on your mind is sex and me, girl. I can
feel your temperature rising. Yeah, definitely. That's good. Yo, y'all getting that. Listen, wait. He said the sex demon in himself. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I ain't never heard you talk like that before, bro. What's going on? Bro, wait a minute. Bro, wait a minute. Like, I've heard you do dirty. You normally, you know, you have a very a high word count when you. Son, what is going on here? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Yo, you was talking real. You were talking super greasy over there. What's going on there?
Hey, man, you know, sometimes you got to let loose.
Maybe his tongue is just on the boat. I'm just over here standing and shit. I'm like, oh,
that was a flick of a tongue, all right.
Yeah, wait a second. He's talking. Yeah, that's cool. I wasn't ready. Yo, because bro is always super eloquent. Always. Always. Got a metaphor for your metaphor. Something crazy. Y'all give it up for a sense of the poet. Yeah. You know, ladies, how'd you feel about that?
I'm feeling all right.
I gotta ask you.
You can't feel nothing right now.
Oh, I'm feeling something, but I ain't gonna tell y'all what I'm feeling.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let me. That's kind of crazy. Yeah, Filthy. Dirty. Wait a second. Hold it. Did somebody just write me? Said I think I'm pregnant. Just listening.
Because you're pregnant between your ears.
Yeah. So, let me check. Butterfly, are you back?
I think she has a. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. Well, let me just say. Area code
973. Hey, it's Anina.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Been all hot and bothered, worked up.
I can tell. Listen.
Just a little bit.
It's on and popping.
My piece wasn't like that. They're the ones bringing the hot stuff. Mine was more on the lines of, you know, normal. I don't know what they've been doing.
People was in here just talking greasy, doing some things, making some things happen. What have you? We were supposed to be celebrating Michael, but, you know, I think people got a little carried away with a hee-hee and a ow. You know,
a little crotch grabbing,
right. Spinning, you know.
Yeah,
people were getting hit with the shamal.
Let's not forget we had a phone symbol up in here with the five fingers.
Right?
Let's not forget.
Right.
Forget it now.
Five.
You're right.
You think so?
You're right.
There was so much beating it going on. I mean, you know.
Had me
looking at the man in the mirror like, what is you doing? I ain't gonna never be able to listen to another Mike song the same at this show. I'm just not.
Oh my gosh. That's how I felt listening to the Honey Dripper show. I didn't catch the whole show tonight, but the one on Sunday, I was like, ooh, I didn't even know Mike can bring that kind of energy on people.
Right.
You guys definitely needed to be.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Not that mirror.
Got me wanting to take a trip out to Hotel California some more things. Be like, you know, handing out these shamans.
Let me mumbling my ABCs and watch.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
You've been hit by.
Another thing, what the?
I can see me. I can see me all day tomorrow. I can see me all day tomorrow.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God, y'all are crazy. Lord.
Oh goodness.
So welcome, Mr.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to just hop on the mic. I haven't written anything for Mike, but I do have one that that I like to read. It's just okay.
The mic is
not supposed to be fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's one of my old favorites. It's the After Dark poem that I have. It's called The Chant of Ruth. A kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's tooth suck. Lashes flutter close, resting bashfully upon his cheek like a butterfly upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. Eyes, full body, brandy brown, as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils, trace, full form, captivating my attention like ivy roads in the direction of someplace good. And Peppermane frame his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter-kissed hip breaks the weak dam to a guarded, impatient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey-kissed tip tits orbit her frame, high and tight like Saturn wears its rings. Hands expansive, sandpaper callous, thick skin, protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up a shared vibration light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hand like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I'm a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. And we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive. Paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. A universal experience that's divine in its magnificence. Teeth touching backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt. Reminder, there is a paradise for pleasure and that there's a time it needs pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn, that kush blood strong. He is Manalao's peak and I be Tamu Masif deep. So we erupt in an orgasmic symphonic orgasmic release. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming. You hear me? She's called impatient, balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing nectar, sticky and beguiling those hummingbird sirens. Then I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you are meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knees, grown over with callous and caution and affirmation, I chime. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Please let it be us next time. And that's peace. Thank you.
I don't know about y'all, but I kind of lost it when she said, "We coming." You hear me? We coming. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that piece. I was feeling that whole piece, but I got stuck when you said, "I'm a woman undone." It was just something about the way you projected. The way that you said that just got me to, like, stop.
Thank you so much.
I'm supposed to be listening.
You hear this? She holler, "We be coming." Grab my head and say it. Look me in my eyes when you're saying it too.
There's something wrong with this. I've not heard Van cut up this much. Okay, wait. So Van, everybody's cutting. What is going on here? What happened to the series people, man? What happened?
It's poetic tonight.
Essentially, out here talking greasy. I'm like, wait. I'm E out here talking greasy. What?
See what happens when you have a Michael Jackson show? See what happens?
Actually,
y'all, Michael's a freak, though. Mike was a freak.
Y'all didn't
channeled him tonight.
She didn't even have a Michael Jackson piece right to Mike, but she put they had butterflies in this piece. You wrote to him.
Wow. Anyway, wow. All right, so y'all give a round of applause to Edwina. I got stuck. She said, you know, because she said somebody's coming next time. Let it be us.
What? Let it be us. Every time.
I'm just like, I thought she looked calm. I thought she read books and sip chai tea. Apparently, I'm wrong.
But after.
Lord,
I saw Nerd Girls. You create a whole story in our head before we even touch you. That's the real stuff.
Well.
Okay, thank you, guys.
These things are happening. This
piece.
Yeah, we ain't gonna make it no better because we gotta go get the big boss man. The person over here, the founder, the person who puts this all together, makes us here. We all work for this guy. The chief of the Sheboygan tribe. All right. Sheboygan. Ladies and gentlemen, I advise you to take your socks off. Baby, as we introduce you to For Real Entertainment Network, the very own For Real, the poet. For Real, are you there?
Yo. Baby.
Yeah.
Baby. Yo, I ain't know you was really bringing me in, man. I ain't even know, bro. Hey, y'all crazy. Y'all can see my face right now. Y'all nasty over there. Y'all crazy. I'm buck naked right now, bro. I am totally buck naked. I just got out of the shower. I ain't know you was going to do this.
You didn't have to tell everybody.
I'm for real, y'all crazy. I didn't know y'all was gonna do this to me, bro. Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. Y'all crazy. Yo. Hey, bro, I was not ready. Y'all crazy over there. I'm enjoying it though. I was listening to y'all as the water was running, and a very steamy, very hot program, bro. Dedicated to Michael Jackson, who would probably be, I don't know if he's turning over where he at or not, but because you know we don't know really what Michael Jackson was about. But you know, the honor to be naked on your program. Bro, I don't know what to say.
For real, I was good.
Yes,
you heard my piece. It's damn, that's nasty.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I did hear your piece. Yes,
okay.
I cannot talk about you, but poetic over there, my brother. Hey, bro.
What's up, bro?
Hey, really nice.
ain't
thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
I'm hearing some poetry, man. I heard C-Double-40. You know, I mess his name up all the time. You know, if I don't mess it up, then I love the brother. But, yo, man, no, seriously, the vibe here is a great vibe on a Tuesday night. Mojave, you got me. So, look, man, let me do something. I'm going to just pull up the first thing I see, man, because, you know, I don't get nasty. Basically came from by.
Says the man that says, yeah, I just get out the shower and I'm literally
the shower, bro. Yeah. I'm still naked. Y'all want me to be late for work and whatnot. But I'm going to pull up the first thing and see what I can do because, you know, I don't do that nasty stuff. As far as Michael Jackson, you know, that I love the brother. I'm listening, man.
You and I were made of pack. We must be salvation.
You know, so where there's love, I'll be there. So I have this piece titled Love Making. Most of you heard it a million times, but because my brother brought me in buck naked, I'm going to do that piece, okay?
Well, get in here and do it buck naked.
Ah, buck naked. Here we go, y'all. Love making. I'm kissing my thoughts, the ones that I'm having and the ones that I may have, deep throating them, making all kinds of love in them, all kinds, going all in and thanking the Most High for every minute as I passionately kiss my thoughts while making love. Making love. I said while making love. Love making. Make love to life. Kiss it, touch it, allow its brilliance to brush upon your skin. Let its breath heal what's ailing. Lay your head on its chest and listen to its heartbeat within. Share in its vibration. Enjoy the many tantalizing sensations erupt from within. That's your soul moaning. Let it happen. Let it happen. Drip. Let it. Let its magic happen. Overflow. Allow that hot lava to flow. Let it go. Like cool running streams can't be controlled. Let go. Let nature work. Good it is on this side of the dirt. Worth living. Laughing. Loving. God is good. Believe in something. Because weeping willows, we don't just live in abundance. You only get one life. Hold it, kiss it, touch it, feel it drip. Let it make it drip. Make love to it. Stick your bick in it. You know them pens we use to write with as writers? Stick that in it. Let your ink drip. Get it pregnant. Turn on some neo-soul music. Slow jam to it. Shit, sing to it. Long ago. And so far away. I fell in love with you. Before the second show, and your guitar sounded so sweet and clear, but you're not really here. It's just the radio. Epiphany. Make the room spin. Swirl it, then dip it. Use it. Don't allow it to go stagnant. Grab it by the head and on one knee propose to it. Your soliloquies and I do's to it. Get nasty. Do it. Spasms, have them long and traumatic till the nature in you subsides. Touch it, kiss it, hug it, hold it with a tight grip. Make love to it. Make love. to life. For real. Don't let it do you. Grab its wrist, bend it over, and you do it. Volcano, let that hot lava flow. And as the steam permeates, take life and look it in the face and hold it on. Hold on to it, passionate, lightly stroking it until those waves subside in the coolness of that pool you've been swimming in. Engulf yourself in the fullness of it. It's life. Make it your wife, your friend, your significant other, your husband. Just don't cheat on it, cause life can be a bitch. Huh? Let us not forget that it's karma's first cousin, and karma don't play that shit. Make love to life. Make it drip. Then to the sky on a natural high, loving immortal day I die. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you. Life, new life, make love to it. Shit. Make that motherfucker drip. For real. In peace.
Boy, I want you to listen closely to what I have to say. Because this is the way to my home.
Y'all heard him. He said he went nasty. Didn't he say that?
Right.
He
said that.
And he said, let me stick my dick in it. You know the one.
Okay.
Dick.
I'm like, how is this happening?
Y'all heard
him. Mahabi, man, say something.
Yeah, I'm right here. No, I'm listening to you. I done seen some things before. I done heard some things before. I done heard this piece before. But, you know, he said, let that thing drip. This is appropriate. It is very appropriate that he said, let that thing drip. But, you know, we out here sticking our dick in things, people talking greasy.
Right.
I don't know what's going on here, man. Hey. I was expecting to just hear some good pieces by Michael Jackson, a couple of some raciness.
Hey,
and
bro.
Next thing you know. I hate to see here dripping. Just came in here dripping.
Hey, don't stop till you get enough, bro.
There you go.
I'm just saying. My face hurting right now, bro. Seriously.
He's like, I'm in here naked. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, tell everybody.
Hey, for real,
so, you know,
for real. Hey, for real.
Yes. Yes.
Did you put some clothes on yet?
No, I got like 15 minutes to get clothes. You know what I mean?
You read that naked? Ooh.
Right.
Ain't nothing like living right across the street from your job and you're late every day. Okay, now I'm going to come down with
hilarious.
Funny, man.
They probably be bidding on you out the window because I bet you'd be out in 5 minutes. No, I bet you 10. They probably looking right out the window at you.
I'm getting it together.
Dope piece, bro. Dope piece.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
As always.
Thank you. Hey, look, much love to everybody under the sound of my voice, man. Y'all doing a good thing. I love the vibration. Like I said, it's a Tuesday. It's just the start of the week, man, and it's good to have this vibration, you know. And I have been enjoying listening to the program. Once again, much love to everybody up in there. Love you, Javi.
No, that's dope.
Y'all give a round of applause for Surreal, the poet, CEO, and this incredible network rocking, coming through everything else. Now, it is approximately 10:35. If you are here with us, make sure that you are pressing 1 if you want to get on this microphone. That's important. We see people that are lined up. If you're not in the queue, just make sure that you're pressing 1. So that we can see you, so you can come in and do everything else. I'm gonna come back see if Gwen C, are you there? Gwen C, are you there?
Gwen's hiding somewhere.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do something real experimental. Try some things out. I see numbers. I can't read them. It's bad. Forgive me. But we're going to try something a little bit different and see what happens. I'm going to see if this works because I was trying to fix it, but I couldn't exactly get it to where I needed it to be yet. So I'm going to see where it's at. Hold on. Let me see if I can work this out. In the meantime, in between time, tell me if it's too loud. Let me pause that. Let me see. I don't think you can hear that. Can you hear that?
Nope.
No, sir.
Okay, there we go. Can y'all hear that?
Yep.
Is it too loud?
That's good. Y'all
ready?
No.
All right. Oh, wait a second. Oh, okay. Oh, it did load. Okay, we're going to try this out. Sorry. Hold on. No, that's not what I want to do. All right. I'm having some technical difficulties here because this thing keeps closing on me while it's playing, but it's closing at the same time. It's not cool. All right, so we're going to try this another way because I can hear it. I just can't see it. Which is essential for me to do what I gotta do. Okay. All right. I got it. I think I got it. All right. I just have to figure out which one I have to close. Oh, there it is. All right, hold on. All right, let's start this all over. All right, ready? All right, excuse the goofiness of this whole thing, but we're going to work it out. All right, y'all can hear that, right? Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. My eyes drink in the sight of you, your beauty coupled with the soft brown of your skin, the way your doe eyes gaze so pure, your neck and breast leaving me thirsty. The fonder you fall, your breast, this energy of our moment wants you in my grasp. The clasp of my mouth to your sacred places. Offer them whispers wrapped around tongue. Offer them consecration and forgiveness while sweetly using caress and squeeze to give way to please. The divine wonder of your geography makes me wander exclusively to map the places I wish to go. Have me as you desire. Give me you. She said, my lips were delicious, sculpted by God, made to speak authority, dictate a mandate that spoke smooth movement and command. She asked me, what does my lips do? A question or suggestion, I replied with my ponder. Her eyes wandered about the shape. I told her that my lips were a cape, able to leap tall verbs and adjectives in a single bound, that years of stuttering had them wound,
that they ticked like time bombs when they received into contact, like arms they hold and are bold within a kiss when they are open to admit monstrous tongue, ready to devour clit. They are ebon-hued, imbued with pleasure. Knowledge is treasure. She stopped and asked me if I would mind if she tested their measure. I said, please, do not threaten me with a good time. I am prepared to kiss your eternity with mahogany. Dance deep until you admonish me for being so greedy. I cannot get enough of you. I spend these precious moments, your kiss becoming breath, and without the air, I forget how to breathe. You are life-giving and a ribbon in the sky. You are the sweetest way to die. Kiss me and watch me get high. I swear, when you read this, it'll be the best edition. Come, kiss me and watch me become your addiction. Paul.
Damn. Nice.
Yo,
very,
yo.
Very.
Lord, I got something for him. Got something for him.
That's a fire.
Become your addiction? What would you say? Watching you become addicted? What was that last line?
I don't remember. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't remember who that was. I'm going to.
Don't make me call you and wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning with some nonsense.
Did you say?
What you say?
Did you say that your eyes drink? Was that what you said? That
yeah.
First line?
Okay.
I did. I did say that.
Bruh. My God. What a metaphor. Bro, that was a dope line. Dope line.
Oh, my God. Can I please get that last line, though? Please. Once more.
The last line. Oh, the come kiss me and watch me become your addiction. That one?
That's good, right there. That's strong.
Thank you. Hold on for one second.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Mm-hmm.
So.
And the song didn't help either, man.
Hey, listen.
We're just trying out. I don't know. I think I should just randomly open up people's things and see what they're doing. Because Angel Kim, how that poem sound?
Amazing. I loved it.
Well, thank you.
You had some dope ass lines in that piece. And I'm sitting over here like, damn.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling that the lip poem. This is the lip poem. That's what I'm going to call it. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to see if sis is going to spit. Hold on. Let me ask real quick. Go over here to area code 770. The Seaway. Are you there? Hello?
I am so sorry. I am here, but I am so distracted. Please forgive me. If you
That's
have
okay.
can come back to me in like 5 or 10 minutes, that'd be great.
I got you, because all we got is 5 or 10 minutes. So.
Right. Cool. That's all we got.
That's all we got. So we'll be back.
I'll be right back.
All right, so let's go to area code 501. Area code 501, who may have to speak here?
Just Jay.
Baby, put the money. Baby, put the money in the case. Hurry up. Take the fuck out of here.
He plays
much.
He announced last night.
Who got him, son?
He got that. Nah, Javi. You got that beef yak extra suey sauce, son. You got that beef yak extra suey sauce, son.
Ooh. You got that yaki beef, son.
Yaki beef. Don't get me started, boy. Doing the meat look good, damn,
nah. All right, I was in Clubhouse. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, yo, that was Jay. I was like, yo, he was in there just chilling. I said, well, Jay, he didn't even say nothing. I said, oh, dang. I said, yo.
I was tempted to do one of his poetic voices.
And say, you know, he starts talking like this. How's the woman come here, the Teddy Pendergrass effect, come here, give it here. Give me your dog.
Hey, Javi, you are officially my alibi, dude, because I know if somebody calls you, they ain't going to get the truth. You might embellish, but they ain't going to get the truth.
Nah, bro. If this is between me and you going to jail, I'm telling. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, it's him.
Yeah, like I'm saying on the sideline, gangsta hard and everything. He did something to me.
No, we just playing. So, brother, you got a piece for us, sir. Do you have something for us?
Not right now, man. Give me a few minutes, and I will be rotating in with you. I'm just sitting here enjoying everything, man.
No, it's a lot of good energy, man. A lot of good drips. People just getting it in, you know, making it happen.
Yeah,
I mean, all kinds of things have happened. You know, talking greasy. People just doing all kinds of things, setting stuff on fire. People talking about people handing out shamans. Come on.
Not shamans.
I'm just saying. It's going down, man. It's like, yeah, I'm just telling you, you know. You got to have that, you know. Cause I mean, I don't know. And then people's all up in the mama say, mama say, mama kusa. They was in there doing that. They was in there doing a bunch of stuff, man.
Have you seen my thing in the makusa? No, I ain't.
I know somebody, I don't know who, somebody's going to get up there. Say, girl, if you don't let me up in that mama, say mama, saw mama, mama, mama.
Papa Shango.
Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, man, but Michael Jackson was one of the greats. He had some of the biggest hands I've ever seen on a soft dude ever, man. The dude had monster hands. And that interview, I was like, my goodness, whose hands are those? And I think he was attached to his body. I said, whose hands are those?
Mike was a freak.
Indeed, he was. I just be thinking about just, I'm like, you know, because I'll be like, yo, thinking like, I'm like, yo, do you practice humping when he's on stage? And then if he's practicing humping, what does it look like when he's actually
No, what about the humping didn't work? He's like, no, we can't use that one, Mike.
Y'all need help.
I'm just saying, just think about it. What if, right? Right, because, you know, we get ready to do this TV theme song, and the Honey Drip is next Sunday, where you pick a TV theme song, you write your erotic poetry to that theme song, right? So I know my personal theme song is the Captain Kirk fight song, right? That's my personal shit. That's my personal thing, right?
We can do the song in the background for you, bro. You got this, man.
That's my personal thing.
I'm thinking, somebody get carried away. I'm walking on air.
Not the greatest American hero.
Man, he's trying to segue.
I love that song.
I
thought he was going to come up with a couple show tunes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Because I already know. People are not going to be on that behavior. It's going to be it's just going to be a problem. I just know it's going to be a problem. But I don't even care, though. I don't care it's going to be a problem. But that's seriously. But think about it. Really think about it. Think about
the old
criminal,
illegal,
right?
Now
I'm just saying. But think about it. Smooth criminal. Think about the hip to waist ratio, and the rhythm at which it goes, and how he talks. It sounds like he's having very energetic sex.
Yeah.
I probably came up with it during that time. Like, yeah, I'm stealing this right here. I'm stealing this.
And then he asked during the course of the thing, Annie, are you okay?
You okay?
Are you okay, Annie? And then he's talking to her. You've been hit by.
Right.
You've been shot by.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and then just when he's getting ready to go, he gets real high pitched.
Yep. Oh, man.
You need help.
I'm just saying.
You are great. Y'all
are crazy. Every hour is mental.
I don't want it. I told you I got mine already. I got mine already.
I know, pieces like what the hell?
I know pieces like what the hell just happened?
What the hell are they doing? What the hell are they doing over there? What are they doing? Are they really recording this?
No, there are no do-overs in radio.
Look, it is what it is. It's all good. Y'all crazy as hell, though.
Great show, man. It's a great show. It's a great show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But so
I need,
Jared,
I need to do this tonight.
All right. Right now, I'm going to come with the shit tank for the wife. If y'all give me a few, I'll jump back in.
You're not gonna have that few, bro. It's we
can't. Nah, for real.
I can't even.
I am moving my belt.
Minute.
Yeah, I can't even run, and after we can't even go in overtime because I gotta go out here and finish check on my car. I've just been running this whole entire time, so I gotta out here and do it because the dude inadvertently he was like, yeah, do you have license? He was like, do you have insurance and such as all your car? I was like, why would you ask me that? Like, it's in a computer. You know, it was Dutch. So I was like, that's a microaggress. I've been microaggressed. This is terrible.
Microaggressed.
I've been microaggressed. Microaggressed. All right, let me come back. Sis, are you here? Are you ready?
I'm here, and I'm ready with a short piece. I don't even know if I can read after the last 5 minutes of what I've heard, but I'm going to do it.
I was like, listen. I'm sorry.
No,
we need
all the wussy here.
We, I'm sorry, we needed to laugh today. We had,
I understand.
We had to get, that laugh out. We had to do it. It's been a crazy day, and everything else is going on. And then on top of it, I found out my son, who had the phone, he's been hanging up on family members left and right. And so people have been complaining.
Wow.
He's just playing a game and just hanging up on people. And he did it like 20 times today. So people couldn't get through.
Up in
and I'm thinking like, relatively calm. I didn't get a lot of phone calls. Blah, blah, blah. He's just hanging up on people. He's like, I was like, guess you don't need that call. And he said, Mom, punishment? I'm like, is the sky blue? Do you breathe? Do you take a dunk? Can you walk? If you answer yes to all these questions, ding, 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 you are on punishment. That's what's happening. All right, so you ready, sis?
I'm ready.
All right, so we're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
Okay. He said, lovely is the feeling now. Fever, temperatures rising now. And that's when I knew the simmering just beneath my skin, at the nape of my neck, down the plane of the flat between my feet hills, at the base of my spine, I was succulent, ready to be plucked. He said, power is the force, the vow that makes it happen. It asks no questions why, and I was no longer concerned with answers to questions except for how do you fit the way you fit? How sweet is the pull of our understanding? How do you know me from the inside out when you close your eyes to come all the way from the back of your memory of every gasp of entry ever? He said, so get closer to my body now. Just love me till you don't know how. And it became clear that it isn't a knowing of how that guides your fingertips gliding along my surfaces to wherever I open, but a knowing of why, as my browns and mounds draw you all along the silentious pathways to every one of my ancient secrets. And I suspect he knew when he said, keep on with the force. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. That this right here, this rocking, this remembering outside of time that can't be helped, this language that only wordless sounds can speak, would be the lyric of love and legend for generations. Masterpiece.
Listen.
My God.
I don't even know what happened.
No, it's all good what you bring, trust me. And you finished, your timing is impeccable. You finished right at the last minute. Oh, that piece was delicious. I'm going to use one of my words. That was delicious. It was great. I loved it.
Thank you.
Super dope. It was incredible. It was fire.
Yes.
And
you know,
you just came through. You know, just came in here and did some fly stuff real quick. Just let me do some fly stuff real quick. Let me help y'all out. Here you go. But and now it's time to say goodbye to all my Epiphany friends. literally and figuratively, this has been a great night. I needed the laughter. It's been a crazy, crazy day of coincidences, crazy stuff just happening. It felt like Mercury was in retrograde, but it just turned out to be one of the best things. I had a lot of good laughs, heard a lot of dope poetry, people just taking chances, doing amazing things, and coming through and spitting and just participating and just having a good time and laughing. And sometimes that's all we need is good company and a few great laughs to make a great night. So I want to thank everybody that came out this evening, that participated, that did us some amazing and fun things that was actually popping off. So I really got to give y'all props on that. And I want to especially thank Van for holding me down, especially when the tow truck, with this tow truck dude, and had to get in here and do everything else. And with the music and everything else, and shout out to Perla Negra, just great presence, and shout out to all the Honey Drippers that came through and dripped on this mic and did their thing. Shout out to all the people who came, participated, was just listening and participating through listening and hearing us out. And for the people sending messages through the back channel making jokes, I appreciate it. So many jokes I could tell people, but it's okay. But other than that, yeah, I couldn't do it. But being that, before we get out of here, Van, can you tell us what's happening on Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week?
I most certainly can. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for The Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with yours truly, Poetic, and J. Rob, the wise son. However, he's still not been cleared to come back yet, so we'll keep you posted. Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, y'all, with your boy Poetic. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is a holiday, y'all. So if for real the poet Douglas, that's right, calling him out, doesn't do a show on Monday, there won't be a show. But we'll have you enjoy your Labor Day. And we'll be right back here next Tuesday for one of Mojave shows.
Fly speak.
All right.
The first Tuesday is always fly speak. Always fly speak.
And I'm not going to remember that. I like the way I do it. But back to you, Mojave.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. With your pineapple calligraphy. You're welcome. Thank you, everybody, that came out. And thank you for being over here on your side of things and over time. We appreciate your patronage and supporting us and coming through and listening to us on all levels, whether you were streaming, whether you called in. We thank you. We appreciate you. We want you to have a great night, you know, and this will now self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good night.